Hello, everyone. Wanted to welcome you to this Tom Talk today. Time-sensitive one. I've been contacted here over the last few days to get our read on what a government shutdown might mean for our clients, apartment building owners, commercial property owners, and the like. For those of you joining me for the first time, my name is Tom Hoban. I'm the CEO of the Coast Group of Companies. We're a sizable property management company based in Seattle area with offices in Portland, Spokane, and Boise, managing about 12,000 apartment units around five states with a strong concentration in the Puget Sound, Seattle area, and then about 7 million square feet of office, retail, shopping centers, medical, dental. We have a growing portfolio of self-storage properties that we manage as well. So I'm reaching out to clients, and we invite prospects, friends, associates, employees to join in on what we're calling Tom Talks, playing off the TED Talk thematic a little bit. This call is being recorded. At the back end, I usually stop and then field questions from people, and I'll let you know when I'm going to stop the recording so we can go to that stage. This talk will last about maybe 5 minutes at most, so I hope you get some value out of it. So today, government shutdown on everybody's mind. So the question is, what's it going to mean? Well, to put this in perspective, and these things can't help but sound political. I don't mean them to be, just looking at sort of the facts and the circumstances. Since 1976, the government shut down 17 times. Carter and Reagan had the government shut down six times during their negotiations with Congress. Gerald Ford, George Bush the first, I think, had one each. And I think President Clinton had it happen twice. It is a tactic. It is a tool that happens when people are trying to negotiate. It is not necessarily a statement of a failure of government or one side or the other being right or wrong and all the rhetoric that we hear. This is just the way difficult circumstances around budget get done with the federal government. Now, the backdrop to this circumstance is a little ominous, a little more dangerous, worth mentioning on my way to telling you what I think we're advising our clients to do, what I would then advise anybody else to do with this news today of a government shutdown. We're now in a spot where every taxpayer today owns about almost a little shy of $150,000 of the federal debt, which is growing every day. What we're arguing about is the way to solve it. And unfortunately, we're spending a lot of time on taxes and cutting programs and really a battle over feeling good about serving people, which is everybody shares, and discipline to make sure we don't overspend when we do that. But the real issue here is just raw numbers. Baby boomers are reaching retirement age. They're retiring now faster than we can replace them with workers. And so since only about half of Americans pay federal income tax, and we already have this massive $150,000 burden on them with the existing debt that's growing, tactics like a government shutdown actually seem sort of petty compared to what really needs to be done. So short term, we are not expecting any direct impact on transfer payments of different kinds that might affect our residential tenants. So Section 8 programs, other means by which people receive benefits from the federal government through local housing authorities and whatnot. Short run shouldn't be any immediate impact on them. I would be prepared for tenants to use this as an excuse to not pay rent. That has happened to us before when these circumstances occur, but there should be nothing in the actual flow of revenue from the federal government out through the programs that support rent payment for some of our renting population that has an immediate impact. That would take about 90 days before we'd start to see anything there. So we don't see any short-term impact there. Now, depending on the nature of the commercial or retail tenant that you have in your building and where what markets they serve, you could be impacted through some sort of short-term freeze here. But even in our commercial portfolio, we're not seeing much to be concerned about. This has happened before. Today is no different than the other times when this tactic has been deployed to try to get one side or the other to compromise or both compromise and come to a resolution. I think long-term, though, we have to look at how these short-term issues and these tactics play out to then gauge where the economy will be in a 5 to 10 year outlook. The real issue here is that 60% of what the government spends money on are just transfer payments through entitlement programs, Social Security and the like. And so, you know, when you just look at budgeting and you run out of money and revenue and you have to cut, if you step into even austerity measures the way some of the European countries had to go, there's no question that transfer payments to people are going to be hit probably the hardest. Even if you cut the military budget down to nothing, we still have a deficit that's growing and building because we're taking money out of the private sector and routing it through the government out to people in entitlement programs, all of which are well-intended, but that's what 60% of this budget is, and that's the real issue. So when we run out of money, we will have to face that reality, and there's no question that if we can't manage it comfortably and with some discipline, it'll be forced upon us the way it has been on other countries that overspend, and we'll then have to deal with a whole different kind of reality in the buildings we manage and just the society in which we live. For the moment, though, take a deep breath. This is just number 18 of about these government shutdowns that happen from time to time when it's difficult to come to resolution over budget matters. In a country that sees this thing so differently, where half pay into the system and see themselves as taxpayers and are, and the other half see government as something only to derive benefits from, this is only going to get more difficult until tax reform settles in or something more dramatic happens. In the meantime, carry on. If this shutdown lasts more than 2 weeks, you can expect me to reach out with another Tom Talk, and we'll give you an update on what we think could happen. But for the next week or two, if things stay as they are, I would not panic, and we'll continue business as usual. Paying attention to this, looking for anomalies, but not changing the way we operate the properties we manage. Thank you for joining me today. Hope you have a great day.